It's time for a look at sports. I'm Jared Pettis on the local side. Our KFMO Classic Series continues tonight with a rebroadcast of a volleyball Region 16 semifinal where the Mineral Area Lady Cardinals beat the Jefferson Lady Vikings in straight sets, but it was the third set that cemented this one as a KFMO Classic. Mack erased a 22-12 third set deficit, forced extra points, and would take the third set 33-31 en route to a straight set win and a birth in the championship of the region, as well as the Midwest District playoffs. MAC head coach Tim Copeland says winning the first two sets on October 27th was a battle, and after the 22-12 deficit, he was just ready for set four.
It's always hard to win the third one. I don't care who you are, if they're their side, our side, tomorrow, whatever. When you win two, it's always hard to win the third because you just kind of let down mentally, and we did that. You know, we come out and made some bad passes, missed a serve, just stuff that mentally either you're getting a little tired or you just kind of lose a little focus because you're thinking, okay, we're up 2-0. We just got to win one more. We got three to do it, and you kind of lose that focus. You get down 22-12, you know, and part of me is like, okay, if we get it over, let's get the fourth game. We're wasting energy because, you know, your injuries, all that stuff happened. Mm-hmm. You're down 3 points for them, and you got to get, you know, 13 to win or tie. And that's why you play, though. I told them, even through the middle of it, I said, look, this is why you keep playing until it's over, because they can make a mistake or two or three. They did. We can make three or four good plays, not 6 points, six run, a 6-0 run. I don't know. That third game was a battle, though.
I was actually telling Coach Morris up here on the broadcast that I was like, man, it's a 10-point game. Why is Tim not using a timeout? It must be because he just wants to get the set over with and get to that fourth set. But then you guys rattle off three straight, and Jefferson calls a timeout. At that point, it was 22-15 Jeffco. What are you guys talking about in that huddle before you come back out and continue that run? It was a 7-0 run that got your team back into the game.
Well, you know, I just kept saying, hey, just keep playing. Don't make mistakes. Even if it's not a hard kill, even if it's not, just make them have to play it. Because if they get a little rattled, we ran out three, they're calling a timeout, she's not happy because, hey, we only 3 points, you're letting down your momentum, you know, their team. And just make them have to make the pass, make the serve, make whatever. And just keep playing until they get 25 points or whoever wins. So that's kind of what the mindset was, is just don't make mistakes and just make them have to earn every point, even if it's a free ball. Make them have to pass that and hit it. Maybe they hit it out.
That game, again, from October 27th, was broadcast game 57 of the season. It will re-air in its entirety tonight at 6 on AM 1240 KFMO as our second KFMO Classic in the 8-week series. Our KFMO Classic series airs every Wednesday in June and July as we rebroadcast some of the best high school and MAC coverage games from the previous sports season. You can find out more online at KFMOsports.com. Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals were back at it against the Miami Marlins on Tuesday, the second game of the series, and it also needed extra innings. Here's the Cardinals Radio Network.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and what a back-and-forth night we had last night in Miami. The Cardinals took a 2-0 lead in the first, and Miami was able to come back with three in the bottom of the first on a home run. Then the Cardinals got two in the second, two in the third, one in the fourth, but didn't score anymore until the 10th inning. And then Miami got two runs in the bottom of the 10th to win 9-8.
Not a good start for Lance Lynn. He was definitely off with the stuff early on. At least he was able to gut through five innings. But the point is the Cardinals not able to come through in extras as they did in game one.
And the Cardinals were shorthanded in the bullpen. And for Chris Roycroft, a rough road trip as the Cubs got to him in Chicago. The Marlins got to him last night.
And things sped up for him when he did not cover first base on a ball hit to Paul Goldschmidt, and that would have kept the game going longer.
Vidal Brujan drove in the winning run, and the Marlins won 9-8. The Cardinals go for the rubber game today and a series win behind Kyle Gibson. We're on the air early at 10:45 this morning.
Card skipper Oliver Marmol says starting pitcher Lance Lynn had a lot happening during his 5 1/3 inning.
Got ahead of a decent amount of guys, but pitched through some traffic. A couple homers got him. That one by Sanchez. Some oddities on the field as far as the non-play, the ground ball up the middle, covering the bag on the stolen base, soft ground ball gets through, so he had to pitch through a decent amount of stuff.
Lance Lynn says it was frustrating to pitch well but not get results.
I actually threw the ball where I wanted to, just didn't have any success. offense gave me runs early, and I wasn't able to execute and not give up runs and let them right back in the ballgame.
The Redbirds and Marlins wrapped the series today. The rubber match, 10:45 pregame. That's 10:45 this morning, 11:40 first pitch, breakfast with the Cardinals Radio Network on B104.3. Other Major League Baseball happenings from Tuesday. The Colorado Rockies entered the ninth inning, leading the Los Angeles Dodgers 9-4. But L.A. scores seven in the ninth inning, three of which off of this Teoscar Hernandez three-run homer, although that one's a little bit controversial. Check swing with two strikes was ruled a ball, would have ended the game. On the very next pitch, he hits this three-run shot. The Dodgers improve to 46-29 as they lead the NL West. The Rockies fall to 25-48. And the MLB world is mourning the loss of one of the league's best players ever. Willie Mays passed away Tuesday at the age of 93. Major League Baseball, the San Francisco Giants, and St. Louis Cardinals will honor Mays at Rickwood Field on Thursday. From the Major League Soccer, St. Louis City SC plays tonight. They'll host Colorado at City Park in St. Louis. City head coach Bradley Carnell on what his team needs to do over the final 17 games of the season after struggling during the first half.
We have to be better than the 17 games that we just had and three, four more wins, right? And that gets you playoffs pretty much, right? So it sounds easy. That's the equation that, you know, we look at. And then that's the long-term plan. That's when you zoom out and you see the whole season now, what's remaining.
In other St. Louis City news, they've traded Azeel Jackson to Columbus for $650,000 in general allocation money. NHL, the Stanley Cup Final was in Game 5 on Tuesday in Florida, and the Edmonton Oilers stave off elimination again, and we will have one more game at least. It'll be Game 6 on Friday as the Oilers get the winner 5-3. Connor McDavid had two goals, and the empty netter sealed the deal.
Panthers lose the battle, and Hyman was able to lift it behind Matthew Tkachuk. It's heading for the empty net, and Tkachuk brushed off the goal line. Rebound McDavid fires and scores, and there will be a Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Final. McDavid said it, and now he's delivered. Edmonton dragging Florida all the way back to Alberta.
Center and captain McDavid says he is looking forward to returning home for Game 6.
Playoffs are the most fun time of the year, special with this group, special with that our city, our fans. They make it so fun to go on these runs, and I'm really excited to see the energy that they bring on Friday night.
After going up 3-0 in the series, the Panthers have lost the last two games. Panthers head coach Paul Maurice says his club is the same as they were when they built that 3-0 lead.
Absolutely nothing has changed for our situation in the last two games, except we learned some things. Some lessons we don't need to learn. We've learned them enough, but we keep getting taught those lessons. But nothing's changed for us. Not one thing.
Game 6 is Friday night in Alberta. It's Edmonton and Florida. The Panthers still up in the series, 3-2. Another NHL news, the St. Louis Blues have signed Scott Perunovic to a one-year contract extension. And UFL news, the St. Louis Battlehawks see two of their players signed by NFL teams. Linebacker Willie Hayes signs with the Dallas Cowboys, and running back Jacob Saylors signs with the New York Giants. That's sports. I'm Jared Pettis.